Magic 102.1 is KMJQ Houston Galveston, a Radio 1 station highlighting concerns that concern you. Politics, health, money, family, your legal rights, education, business, and your spiritual well-being. Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Live. We are here to enlighten, educate, and motivate you to get involved. I am Val Wilson. World-famous Dr. J. Thomas Smith is on vacation this week. Right now, we welcome into the studio Miss J. Hoxie Jones, Regional Partnership Specialist for the Texas Health and Human Services Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're here to talk about the CHIP program, Children's Health Insurance Program, and Children's Medicaid.
Correct.
All right. So what can, now, first of all, let me just give the website. It's chipmedicaid.org, chipmedicaid.org. Wonderful site. Very easy to peruse the site and see. I really, really like the site. So let's talk about CHIP and Children's Medicaid.
Okie doke.
Ms. Jones.
Well, as you know, CHIP and Children's Medicaid are health insurance programs for those who are unable to provide, to afford private insurance.
Yes, I have to admit, there was a time in my life I had to use the program. When you're in between, you know, radio is not the most stable profession. So, yes, I'm familiar with it. It comes in handy. It works. You have certain financial guidelines that you have to follow. But there is value to this program because I can speak from experience in my life. There was a time then, like I said, I was between jobs. I didn't have insurance, but I made sure my child was covered.
And that's
medical
what we want.
And dental. And it was affordable for that, someone who was on unemployment.
Right. Now, for Children's Medicaid, let me just say there are no co-pays. It's a free program. And so all of the benefits for your children are going to be free. So all your medical is covered. With CHIP, there may be a co-pay up to $50 a year for the entire family. So let's say you have 9 children. It's only $50 a year, possibly $50 a year for a family. That is for the premium payment. And then there are co-pays along with CHIP. Like you and I go to the physician, we have to pay a co-pay. Sometimes there is a co-pay with CHIP. For Children's Medicaid, there are no costs involved. And it is health insurance. A lot of times when I'm out there in the community and I ask parents, do you have insurance? Oh, no, I have Medicaid. They don't make that connection. Medicaid is health insurance. And as we all know, children who are healthy learn. And so yes, it's really important that people get this health care for their children.
Now, let's talk about how the program works.
Okay. If you want to apply, we have made it very easy. You can go online to the chipmedicaid.org website, or you can call the 1-877-543-7669, and the acronym for that is KIDS Now, 1-877-KIDS Now. So you can apply either, you can apply online, or you can call and do your application over the phone, and then what'll happen is we'll have to send it back to you for a signature. But you can apply, you know, over the phone as well.
Now, let's talk about the benefits of the program for those parents who are unaware.
Okay. Well, you have a choice of doctors because we have several health plans in the area. So you get to pick your health plan. For instance, Amerigroup, Molina, Community Health Choice, Texas Children's, that kind of thing.
So there's a lot of choice within the CHIP program and the Children's Medicaid program.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. And then you get regular checkups and office visits, just like when you and I go to the doctor. And, you know, preventive health care is really what's in. And so you get to go to the doctor to get those preventive health checkups. Prescription drugs and medical supplies, so, you know, prescriptions are covered. Dentist visits, cleanings and fillings, and
covered.
Yes.
Dental. I'm speaking from experience,
okay.
I know.
And that's what we really like is someone who's been on the program because they're the best promoter of the program. Coverage for pre-existing conditions.
How about
you know,
that?
That's a biggie. Access to medical specialists, of course, your shots and immunizations. And I went to a conference this week about whooping cough. And
Which is having a resurgence,
right,
in the country.
Right. And that is covered. And immunizations for that is covered. Hospital care and services. So if your child, unfortunately, has to be hospitalized, that's covered. X-rays and lab tests. Mental health care. And we know some children suffer from depression. So mental health care and eye exams and glasses, because if you can't see, you can't read.
That's true.
And I'm a testament to that.
You and I both. What are the age requirements for the for the CHIP program?
18. It's the same for children's Medicaid. So 18
from
children
birth?
From birth till 18.
Birth to 18.
Uh-huh.
And there are pregnancy services available?
There are, and that's the CHIP perinatal program. We have a CHIP perinatal program that covers the unborn child. And then, of course, there's pregnancy Medicaid, and that's a different program. But you can also apply for CHIP perinatal over this website and by calling that number.
Now, let's talk about costs once again. You get all of these services, and people think, oh, you know, I have one child, but multiple children in the household. It is affordable. It is affordable. I tell you, it is affordable. You can go online to chipmedicaid.org, but while we have you here, Ms. Jones, let's talk about some of the costs. Cost breakdown.
Well, for the enrollment fee for a family of four, the most a person would pay yearly would be for children's Medicaid, nothing. There is no enrollment fee for children's Medicaid.
So then what's the difference between CHIP and Medicaid?
Okay, for children's Medicaid, that's for people who are 100% of the poverty level. CHIP covers families up to 200% of the federal poverty level, which means the working poor. And for a family of four, you could earn $46,100 and possibly be eligible for the CHIP program. Correct.
All right. And so Medicaid is for those that are just
really
struggling.
Really.
And all of these programs come are beneficial. I can't speak enough of those programs, how beneficial they are. What are some other informations or some other insight that you'd like to impart to our listeners?
I'd like to let them know that we do need to have some information for when a person comes in. What we're going to ask for is the Social Security numbers for the children.
Okay.
And so the children, people who are applying for the benefit, need to have the Social Security number for the actual client. So
okay.
I want people to understand that we're not going to ask for the Social Security number for the parent. They're not applying for the benefit. It's just going to be for the child. And they can give us proof that they have applied for the Social Security number, because we're going to have that. That's by law. We're mandated to get the Social Security number.
Proof that they've applied for a Social Security number for
right,
the child.
Right. There's a form. Yeah,
okay.
There's a form. And so if they don't have that actual number with them, if they just give us that, we can begin the application process. But most of the time, they have the Social Security number.
All right. Now, why should people apply?
You need health insurance. If your kid gets sick, what are you going to do? You need health insurance. Everybody really needs health insurance. And so this is a way for those families who are struggling, and it may be, you know, time sensitive, that this is just a situation, but the child needs health coverage.
And what are some of the concerns that you have encountered with parents who may be apprehensive about CHIP or the Medicaid program, aren't quite sure, don't really know? What are some of the things?
They think it takes too long to do the application, but it's simple. You can go online 24/7. Can go online.
What gives people the perception that it takes too long? How long is too long?
Well, sometimes, you know, if you have to come into our service delivery offices, it may take a little while for you while you're in our office that day, but you can go online, so you can prevent all of that from happening by going online or either calling in to the number, the 1-877-KIDS-NOW number.
And isn't there an ability to not only fax, but do things by mail also?
Yes, they can. And when you get the application, when we send you the application, and it has a return envelope that's already got the stamp on it. So all you have to do is fill it out, sign it, and send it back to us.
All right, let's go to line one. We have Lawrence on the line. He has a question for you, Ms. Jones.
Hi, Lawrence.
Good morning, ma'am. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. How could CHIPS be tied in, or why isn't it tied in to persons that are paying child support?
Yes, well, we do have to have proof. That's one of the things that we ask for. If a person is receiving child support, we need to know that when they do make the application.
Okay, because I was in a situation where my kids were on CHIPS, if I'm not mistaken, but yet the Attorney General was docking me every month to pay for their insurance, and you just said that kids could be taken care of for $50 a year, and meanwhile, I'm being hit for $75 a month for insurance, and it didn't make any sense to me.
Okay, so you were paying an additional $75 a year for your insurance?
No, a month.
A month for health insurance?
And I'm going, yes,
or
ma'am,
for child support?
Well, No, that's along with child support. I was paying $500 a month for child support.
Okay.
But I was paying also their insurance, and I knew that they had insurance already.
Okay. Well, who had filed for the insurance?
I'm assuming their mom.
Okay.
I mean, they were already insured. And then they came back and hit me again to pay insurance, and I didn't think that was right because they were already insured, so why come back and hit me?
Well, I'm not sure of all the particulars. There may be some things in with your case that, you know, I can't address over the phone.
Right, right.
Right, and to help you out, Lawrence, that is a calculation that the Attorney General's make Attorney General's office makes as far as the child support. There's always the money that you pay, a certain amount of that money goes to your child's health care needs, whether it be medical insurance or whatever. So that's why you have that cost breakdown. All right? But we can address that on that topic on another show, okay?
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Lawrence, for calling in. Let's go to line two, Reginald. Good morning, Reginald. Do you have a question?
Yes. I was calling to see my kids have CHIPS, but they were denied, and they say that we make too much, me and my wife.
Well,
and I was calling to see what's the actual amount cut off
stay
in the program.
How many were in your family? How many are in your family?
Four.
Four?
With two kids.
Okay, well, that would be $46,100 a year.
$46,100 a year?
Right.
Okay, see, they told us $3,800 a month.
Well, that's correct in mind, $3,824 a month. That would break down to $3,824 a month. But, you know, there are some other considerations. When you got your denial, did you get a denial letter?
Yes, I did. And
okay, there's some information on that denial letter on who to contact regarding the denial. Did you do that?
Yes, I did. And what I did was a request of review so they can refigure the amount of our finances.
Okay, has that happened yet?
Well, it's still in progress right now.
Okay, so wait until that. You have to go through the process. So please do complete the process because there may be some other things that, you know, some extenuating circumstances that I'm not privy to. And so follow through with the process.
Okay.
Can I ask you if when your children are on CHIP, did you see it as a benefit?
They have the benefits. But I'm trying to get them reinstated.
Okay, yeah, but I'm just trying to find out, did you find that it was a good benefit for your family to be able to have the CHIP?
It's a real good benefit.
Okay.
I mean, it helps in the long run.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much for your call. All right, Ms. Jones, let's wrap up and go over the specifics again. It's the CHIP, the Children's Health
Insurance program,
and Children's Medicaid.
And Children's Medicaid.
Your website?
www.chipmedicaid.org.
A phone number?
1-877-KIDS-NOW.
And do we have a phone number that folks can contact you if they have some questions or a way or a manner? What would be the best way? Do you have an email or someplace that folks can send questions?
I'll give out my phone number. 713-696-8007.
All right, we thank you so much. And I can't stress to you enough, parents, the value in the CHIP Health and Medicaid program. This hour has been brought to you by Sterling McCall Nissan. We thank you, Ms. Jones. Coming back, we're going to talk to Dr. Randall Wright. May is Stroke Awareness Month, so we want to definitely talk about prevention, stroke prevention, and some things that we can do if you have encountered a stroke. We are streaming myhoustonmagic.com. This is Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.